from surfing to squash. This week, the squash is on in the middle of New York's Grand Central Terminal. Right there in the train station is a giant aquarium-looking thing, a squash aquarium, if you will, made up of four glass walls and a huge corporate logo. The Bear Stearns Tournament of Champions is a real squash tournament with real big prize money. The world's best players are there, and as NPR's Mike Pesca found out, more than a few confused commuters are, too.
All David Salviti was looking for was the 810 Metro North to Pelham, but he ran into the best squash in the world.
I play at my own college, and it's awesome. The clear court and everything, it's amazing.
Likewise, Ed Janowitz was on his way to catch the 829 to Poughkeepsie when he came across two men in a glass cube swatting a spongy ball.
I don't see that every day. I've come and watched it in the past. It's a great show.
Janowitz had a bag with a squash racket in it. Salviti was wearing a jacket with a squash logo. They both more or less happened across the tournament on their way home. Like a certain breed of dog that can hear a high-pitched tone, it turns out that many closet squash fans get sucked in by a court, which is glass on all sides. In actuality, the court's front wall, the wall which the ball hits off of, appears see-through to spectators, but is more or less solid to the players. Seats are sold on the sides and behind the players, but any member of the public can walk up for free and look right through the front wall. This friendliness to looky-loos has the added benefit of boosting the tournament's attendance figures, according to spokesperson Beth Raisin.
With the 150,000 or so commuters who will be traveling through Grand Central, the Tournament of Champions is the world's largest spectator squash event.
But this tournament's biggest draw isn't a see-through wall. It's a 20-year-old Egyptian who at times seems to be bouncing off the walls. Rami Ashour is the most exciting player on the tour, not only young and outgoing, but also possessing of a style that tournament director John Nimick says belies squash's image as something of an Ivy League tea party.
This kid, who's 20 years old, Rami Ashour, has just rocketed through the rankings. He's charming, he's funny, and he plays the most attacking charismatic style, dynamic style of squash. He's making squash fans out of people who've never seen the sport before.
Ashour, along with his brother, is one of seven Egyptians ranked in the top 30 on the tour.
When I was 6 years old, my dad was the first one who introduced me to the game. And, you know, I felt it was pretty interesting. I just felt pretty, like safe in this, inside these four walls, and I felt pretty, like, familiar to this thing.
The court may make Ashour feel safe, but his style of play on it is dangerous. He collects floor burns as easily as accolades and comparisons to other great athletes, comparisons that Ashour himself laughs off. Do you compare yourself to Tiger Woods?
Me?
Actually, at the same age, Ashour has achieved more in squash than Woods did in golf. Ashour's backers include members of the squash establishment and young fans. Vi Reddy was attending the tournament as a spectator, but until recently she was a member of the Indian national team.
It's funny because his style of play and the Indian style of play, the Egyptian and Indian, very similar because we are very unconventional. We don't stick to the British kind of, you know, regimented sort of very strict style. So we tend to create our own shots when we can.
You attack.
Attack, offensive is what it is, yeah.
Rami Ashour will bring his youth, daring, but also his nagging injuries to tomorrow night's semifinal match. There, amidst harried commuters with an earshot of announcements for the 7:14 to New Haven, squash's young superstar will be on display from all sides for even unsuspecting squash fans to see. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.